Wall Street Journal Business Reports, political coverage and video, technology tips from 1320 WILS Sunday host Kim Komando, and updated Michigan sports coverage, plus bios of every show and host you hear on WILS. For comprehensive Lansing news, there's only one real choice. More compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, you know me too well. We had the 10 over the next 10 awards last night at the Country Club of Lansing. I want to congratulate all the honorees, Thomas Stewart of Commonwealth Enterprises, Rochelle Rizzi, Rizzi Designs, Jeffrey McWhirter, Gravity Works Design, Toby Lyon, Sparrow Foundation, Kat Cooper, Michigan State University, Sarah Jennings of Maynard Costasarian, and Jessica Knott of TechSmith Corporation, along with a couple of people who will be with us later this week. Tremaine Phillips, Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, Economic Growth, and our friend Paul Jakes from Michigan State University does an unbelievable job with internship programs there. And we want to welcome in the last of the 10, and maybe, I don't know, maybe we're saving the best for last. That is Adam Van Lente of RetroDuck.com. Hello, Adam. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about the honor. You didn't know before last night, did you?
No, I didn't. You know, I was nominated the first year, and now this is the fourth year, not of my nomination, but of the competition. And
right.
And it's a huge honor. It's a tough competition, and there's a lot of really, really great people that were honored last night, and I'm just really humbled by the opportunity to even be nominated. So
I was told there were 90 nominees.
Wow.
And so no one knew which of the, normally they break it down to semifinalists and then finalists, but this year they just went right out there and started talking about the honorees. So that had to be kind of exciting. What does it mean for this community that not only we would have 10 people like the ones recognized last night, but that we would have 90 nominated for this?
Oh, I just think I think it shows a lot about the community, and I think something that's not just present, but that's continuing to grow around here, which is that we've got a lot to share, not just within our community, but you know, with the Michigan community and globally. And I think a lot of people are showing that and getting behind their peers, and not just talking about the things that they're doing, but talking about the things that their peers are doing. And I think it's really great. It's a really great community to be a part of and to be running a business in right now. So,
Adam, how old are you, and what's your background?
Well, I'll be 28 in a couple of days here. I've got an English degree from Michigan State University, and I've been running RetroDuck for about the last 7 years here in East Lansing. And so I hope that gives you a little bit about my background. But but yeah, I make T-shirts. That's my background.
Right, so. Exactly. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and refer everyone to RetroDuck.com for some really creative, original ideas. Tell me how you got going with this and how you got it off the ground.
Yeah. Well, the basic start was this was an idea my friend Sean had. We shared a dorm room our freshman year of college at Northern Arizona University, and he had this idea where we were going to take old vintage transfers, old iron-ons from the 60s and 70s, and let people pick a shirt and put it on the shirt. And we were going to do that online. So that's where he came up with this name, RetroDuck. And that took off. That was started in a house out here in East Lansing. We kind of realized to pool resources, we would have to pack up our things in Arizona and come back to where some people knew us in Michigan here. So we started making vintage T-shirts that way, selling them online. And just as our networks grew here in East Lansing, people heard we made T-shirts and assumed that we could make screen-printed T-shirts, custom shirts for their, you know, organization or for their event.
Right.
And we couldn't, but we got so many requests that's sort of where the business headed. We invested in that equipment. And eventually started printing custom work for other organizations in town here. And that quickly became 80-90% of our business. So we still have our website where we do, you know, vintage shirts and some of our original ideas. And that is a part of what we do. But most of what we do is custom screen-printed apparel for, you know, for students on campus, groups on campus, and businesses here in town. So,
Adam Van Lente, president of RetroDuck. RetroDuck.com is the website. Adam, what's the most unusual design you've ever put on a T-shirt?
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can answer that in terms of unusual.
I'm looking at about 50 designs here, and some of them are very creative.
Well, we had maybe my favorite story, and it's at least a little bit of an unusual story. But we had an idea where we were going to make a shirt that said Bayside Tigers on it, and maybe some listeners are familiar with Saved by the Bell, an old
right.
Kids show. It used to be on TV. But we were going to make this shirt, and just as we had this idea, one of the characters from the show, the actor's name is Dustin Diamond. He played a character
right.
Screech on the show. He was coming to the Connections Comedy Club. So we made up the shirt and went down and saw him and got him to pose in a picture with us, and that just went like wildfire and just sold a bunch of those shirts. And that was at a very pivotal time in our company's history. We had just sort of invested in all this equipment, and we were still not even halfway through college, not really sure where the next paycheck was coming from. So it was really cool to see just the power of an idea and how just having an idea and finding an opportunity and acting on it can really, really take us places, and that a picture of Screech with the Bayside Tiger shirt did that for us was at least a little bit unusual, but it was really great. One of our favorite little milestones in the company's history. But
what about the most popular design that you have? Do you get a request for something more often than anything else?
You know, as far as the custom end of the business goes, not really. You know, our most popular
everything is individualized.
Yeah. I mean, on the website, the definitely the most popular one is a Double Dare design. Maybe some people remember the old Nickelodeon show Double Dare.
Mm-hmm.
And we do sort of a novelty design for that. And coming up here in October, that will be a really popular design. A lot of people kind of use that as a budget Halloween costume. So so that's a really popular shirt. But in terms of the custom stuff, we do a lot of things for student organizations at MSU. That's really the most of what we do, but there's a lot of different projects and a lot of cool groups in the community that we get the chance to work with. So,
in terms of images of mm-hmm. well-known people, mm-hmm. if you were to buy an image of someone, I imagine there's a licensing fee or a
sure.
concert, a band, something like that. Does that work as well here?
Yeah, it does.
Looking at a shirt of Paul Newman here. I'm seeing that. I'm wondering. You know, if that's a band or whatever, if there's any kind of fee that goes from you to them or somehow gets transferred.
Sure. Sure. We've dealt with those issues in the past. In terms of, like, current licenses,
right.
a lot of times what we do is we will buy from wholesalers who own those licenses
gotcha.
and sort of buy their products to sell. But in terms of those old ones, there are some of those licenses that are still live that,
right.
That I guess they consider have been paid for. But we have worked with any likeness or, you know, image of a person or company that
right.
we have on that website.
Well, we would encourage everyone to go and check out the website, retroduck.com. Adam Van Lente, the president, congratulations. 10 over the next 10. We'll be right back with Matt Rush of Hayes Green Beach Memorial Hospital.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucero. A fatal bus crash outside Washington, D.C., the charter bus plummeting off the Beltway.
We do have one confirmed DOA. We have four traumas, which are being transported to local trauma facilities. And we have four priority three patients, which are lesser injuries, but still requiring transport to a local hospital.
Assistant Fire Chief Scott Graham, local officials were...